The U.S. Supreme Court today is wading into a major LGBT rights case, whether employers can fire people because of their sexual orientation or gender identity. It is the first major LGBT case before the court since same-sex marriage was legalized in 2015. It was a decades-long struggle to get there, but consider Jamaica. The debate over same-sex marriage there is in a very early phase, given the island's deep history of homophobia. Listen, for example, to Dr. Wayne West. He's chairman of the Jamaica Coalition for a Healthy Society.
These things are illegal. We have systems in place in the courts, in the law, to punish persons who break those laws.
LGBT rights group Mobe Pride did plan a forum at a city and cultural center for next week's Pride events. The topic is Jamaica ready for same-sex marriage? But even Mobe Pride's proposal of a simple discussion of the issue?
Mayor of Montego Bay Homer Davis denied them use of the cultural center on the basis that he's protecting the sacredness and purpose of the building.
Stacey Ann Chin is a Jamaican poet and LGBT activist. Stacey Ann, after hearing of the mayor's decision, Mobe Pride said they were, quote, shocked and dismayed. How shocked are you by the mayor's decision?
I can't say that I'm shocked. I can say that I'm deeply disappointed when the mayor decrees that we don't have a right to exist, that we don't have a right to take up space, that we don't have a right to meet. I think you make the rest of the people who are not quite there in terms of affirming our identities and respecting who we are. Mm. It gives them the space to step into a violence that was not so long ago and maybe wouldn't be so difficult to tap into again.
You live in New York, but you go to Jamaica pretty regularly. You know what the battle has been like here. Legalizing same-sex marriage just doesn't happen overnight. But I also know that LGBT groups in Jamaica like JFLAG, We Change, Jamaicans for Justice, they have been working toward equality for decades. What has that work then yielded, in your opinion?
22 years ago, I felt as if I had to leave because the violence felt imminent, urgent upon me. However, I've been back there many times and I've seen young trans people in all their splendor taking up space. I've seen young gay couples display affection for each other, even lust for each other in public spaces. And many, many people might scoff, they might turn away, they might make sounds of disgust, but I have seen where people just kind of allow them to be who they are, even if people don't respond with a kind of celebratory, atmospheric joy.
Mm, but you have not moved back to your home country.
No, it's very difficult to leave whatever life I've created here. And this life certainly has in it a deep freedom to be queer, to be gay, to be lesbian, to be partnered with women. The kind of out I am, I think I would find it problematic to live in Jamaica. The conversation in the news tends to be without nuance when it has discussion about homophobia and Jamaica in it. I don't think you can talk about LGBT rights in Jamaica without talking about the rights of other vulnerable groups like women and girls who are trafficked or sexually molested or assaulted all the time, or very poor people who are unable to make their living in any meaningful way, in any kind of secure, dependable way.
And today, the U.S. Supreme Court, as I alluded to, will hear arguments that could either advance or scale back LGBT rights. Jamaica's constitution says it's the right of every citizen to equal treatment under the law. What language is used there to undermine that right for Jamaica's LGBT community?
Language has power. I believe what we say and how we say it and how people receive it is at the very heart of the movement and progress. We have to make a way to make sure the language that is being used, be it in the courts or in literature or in songs on the radio or in conversation around us, we have to begin to take up more space and we have to begin to own more of the language that decides who we are and what happens to our bodies. The truth is, the place changes. Just like every other place, it changes. It pushes towards progress. It loses ground in that fight for progress, and it pushes again. So it's not about the country itself. It's about the people who continue to push, and even after they lose battles, that they come back and push again.
Stacey Ann Chin is a Jamaican poet and LGBT activist. Her new collection of poetry, Crossfire, A Litany for Survival, is out now. Stacey Ann, thank you so much.
Mad, mad love. Thank you for having me.
Stacey Ann read us one of her poems. It's called On Prop 8 and Being in Jamaica. On our Instagram, you can hear her recite part of it. We're at PRI The World.